Hello.
Senator Russell, 2191.
Just a moment.
Dick?
Yes?
I hate to bother you again, but...
All right, Mr.
Felder. I want you to know that I made an announcement.
Well, an announcement of what?
Of this special commission.
Oh, you have already?
Yes. And I got Chief here. May I read it to you?
Yes.
The President announced that he is appointing a special commission to study and report upon all the facts and circumstances relating to the assassination of the late President John F. Kennedy and the subsequent violent death of the man charged with the assassination. The President stated that the majority and minority leadership of the Senate and the House had been consulted with respect to the proposed special commission. The members of the special commission are, Chief Justice Earl Warren, Chairman, Senator Richard Russell, Georgia, Senator John Cooper, Kentucky, Representative Hale Boggs, Louisiana, Representative Gerald Ford, Michigan, Honorable Allen Dulles, Washington, Honorable John J. McCloy, New York. The President stated the special commission is to be instructed to evaluate all available information concerning the subject of the inquiry. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, pursuant to an earlier directive of the President, is making complete investigation of the facts. An inquiry is scheduled by a Texas Court of Inquiry convened by the Attorney General of Texas under Texas law. The Special Commission will have before it all evidence uncovered by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and all information available to any agency of the federal government. The Attorney General of Texas has also offered his cooperation. All federal agencies and offices are being directed to furnish services in cooperation to the Special Commission. The Commission will also be empowered to conduct any further investigation that it deems desirable. The President is instructing the Special Commission to satisfy itself that the truth is known as far as it can be discovered, and to report its findings and conclusions to him, to the American people, and to the world.
Well, now, Mr. President, I know I don't have to tell you my devotion to you, but I just can't serve on that commission. I'm highly honored you think about me in connection with it, but I couldn't serve there with Chief Justice Warren. I don't like that man, and I don't have any confidence in him, though I realize he's a much greater man in the United States than today than almost anyone. And so you get John Stennis. He's a...
Dick has already been announced, and you can serve with anybody for the good of America. And this is a question that has a good many more ramifications than on the surface. And we got to take this out of the arena where they're testifying that Khrushchev and Castro did this and did that, and kicking us into a war that can kill 40 million Americans in an hour. And you'd put on your uniform in a minute. Now, the reason I ask Warren is because he's the Chief Justice of this country, and we've got to have the highest judicial people we can have. The reason I ask you is because you have that same kind of temperament, and you can do anything for your country, and don't go to give me that kind of stuff about you can't serve with anybody. You can do anything.
It's not only that. I don't think the Chief Justice should have served on it.
Well, Chief Justice ought to do anything he can to save America, and right now we've got a very touchy thing, and you wait till you look at this evidence, and you wait till you look at this report. Now, I'm not going to lead you wrong, and you're not going to be an old dog Trey. You're not going to be an old dog Trey company, but you never turned your country down. This is not me, this is your country, and the members of the Special Commission are Chief Justice Warren, Senator Richard Russell, and I go right down the list. Now, I've got Allen Dulles and John McCloy, but you're my man on that commission, and you're going to do it. And don't tell me what you can do and what you can't, because I can't arrest you, and I'm not going to put the FBI on you, but you're goddamn sure going to serve, I'll tell you that. And A.W. Morrison's here, and he wants to tell you that... how much all of us love you. Wait a minute.
Well, I know, Mr. President, you all told me you were going to name
him. I told you today I was going to name him as Chief Justice when I called you.
No, you did not.
I did.
You're talking about getting somebody on the Supreme Court.
That's right.
You think you ought to get. Now, you didn't tell me you'd going to name one.
I told you I was going to name one, and you said it'd be better to name Holland.
Oh, no. We talked, and I said Clark wouldn't do, Coach.
No, that's right. But that's right, and I've got to get the highest justice I can get. He turned Bobby Kennedy down. Bobby, they talked to him, and he just said he wouldn't serve under any circumstances. I called him down there, and I spent an hour with him. And I begged him as much as I'm begging you. I just said, now, here's the situation. I won't tell you what, Mr.
You've had to beg me. You've always told me.
No, I haven't, no. No, I haven't.
Mr. President, please now.
No, it's already done. It's been announced, hell.
You mean you've given that?
Yes, sir. I mean, I gave it. I gave the announcement. It's already in the papers, and you're on it, and you're going to be my man on it. And you just forget that. Now, wait a minute. A.W. won't say a word to you, and I'll be back. Hello, Senator?
Yeah.
Oh, we're just sitting here talking. He said, I got one man on there. They're smart and all the rest of them put together.
Me up.
I ain't burning you up, Senator.
Just like I do.
Well, goddammit, you know I'm not that kind of feller. And I just heard that. I want you to know that. Because hell, he depends on you. You know that.
Oh.
And he just got through saying, he said, I got one man on there that's smarter than all the rest of them put together.
Yeah.
Oh. That's the truth. You know it. You know I know it, Senator.
Well, A.W., I don't know when I've been as unhappy about the things I have missed.
Well, I know, but you can take them, God Almighty. You've took them for years, and the hard ones and the tough ones, and you can take care of it, and you can take care of yourself.
Down in Texas, kill any dead on anything.
Well, you come see us.
Well,
but you don't say you can't do anything, because you're the best can-do man there is.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nick?
Yeah.
Now, we're going into a lot of problems. I saw, we had lunch together, and I saw Sanders, and I've seen a good many people since I've been here. Saw Wilkins today, had a long talk with him. Now, these things are going to be developing, and I know you're going to have your reservations and your modesty, and wait a minute, I understand that. But now your president's asking you to do these things, and there's some things that I want you in besides civil rights. And by God, you're going to be in them, because I can't run this country by myself. And
damn well, my future's behind me, and that's not entering into it at all.
Well, your future is your country, and you're going to do everything you can to serve America.
I can't do it. I haven't got the time.
Oh, well, now, all right. We'll just make the time.
All my Georgia items in there.
Well, we'll just make the time. There's not going to be any time to begin with. All you're going to do is evaluate a Hoover report he's already made. But
well, I'm going to move that fast, aren't I?
Well, okay. Well, then we won't move any faster than you want to move. But you're going to lend your name to this thing because you're head of the CIA committee in the Senate, and you're going to have Fulbright and Hickenlooper on it, because this thing is breaking faster than you think. And I've already talked to Hickenlooper and Fulbright and asked them to go with you, sit on your committee, because I don't want these things torn up. Secretary of State came over here this afternoon. He's deeply concerned, Dick, about the idea that they're spreading throughout the communist world that Khrushchev killed Kennedy. Now, he didn't. He didn't have a damn thing to do with it.
I don't think he did directly.
Well,
I know Khrushchev didn't, because he thought he'd get along better with Kennedy.
All right, all right. But we got to have some people.
I wouldn't be surprised if Castro had.
All right, then okay. That's what we want to know. And people got confidence in you, and you can just be surprised or not surprised. They want to know what you think. And if my A.W. Morrison's one wants to know what you think, and you
sort of taking advantage of it, Mr. Burton, but
no.
Of course I can't turn it.
No, you're not. I'm
Burton, but
no.
Of course I can't turn it. No, I'm taking advantage of you. I want to tell you what you, my friend, because you, I know of, and I don't ever forget you. I'll be taking advantage of you. You're going to serve the country, and you're going to be that damn proud, and you can't do it, just you throw the little Bible up there. Let him put a cuckoo on it.
Well, he didn't like it.
Where is it?
I don't need it.
Well, you just tell them to get ready, call them, man. And you just...
They came
out
here in Vanderbilt this afternoon for about 30 minutes.
I just thought,
yeah.
Well, just tell either one of them, because I have to use them any purpose. And the problem, I'm a rough hunter boy, and I don't forget friends and anybody to stand up and be caught in. I don't want to bust it. I've got to serve on these things. It's not something.
What's
rough about
roughing now?
No, it's not rough. It's about this. I talked to Jim Eastland. Jim Eastland, thing of that.
Yeah?
Jim Eastland, I talked to everybody. I don't know a damn one of them that the folks going to be fired.
I'm sure they will.
You're going to be at my command.
You're
going to be at my command as long as I'm here.
You'll be just a little bit more deliberate and considerate next time about it. But this time, of course, if you've done this, I'm going to do it and go through with it and say I think it's a wonderful idea.
Well, I'm not going to be any more deliberate than I've been about this, because I've been pretty deliberate. But I'm going to have you on a good goddamn many things that I have to decide, and you're going to be America's representative, and I don't want any special obligation. I just know you're going to call them as you see them, and I served under you. And I don't give a damn if you have to serve with a Republican, if you have to serve with a communist, if you have to serve with a Negro, if you have to serve with a thug, if you have to serve with A.W. Morrison.
I can serve with a communist, I can serve with a Negro, I can serve with a Chinaman.
Well, you may have to serve with A.W. Morrison, eh?
And if I could serve with A.W. Morrison, I would say, Mr. Chairman, I am pleased to serve under you, Judge Morrison. But, we won't discuss this.
No.
Of course,
no.
Mr. President, I'll say it.
Okay, Dick. Give Bobby my love and tell him he better get ready to give up that fruitful law practice he's got.
He's at the Court of Appeals, Georgia now.
Oh, God Almighty.
Well, you see, I got him on there. He's making as much money as I am.
Well.
His salary is exactly.
What about Vanderbilt?
Well, he's running for governor next time and he'll be elected.
Hmm. Well, who the hell's going to help me besides you?
Well, those boys will help you if you need them.
Well, I need them.
Yeah, damn it, they're harder for you at one time than I was, don't you remember?
No, I never did. Nobody ever been more to me than you have, Dick, except my mother.
Oh,
no, that's true. I bothered you more and made you spend more hours with me telling me what is right and wrong than anybody except my mother.
Do more things I didn't want to do in anybody.
No, I never made you do anything wrong. I never made you do anything wrong.
I don't know nothing wrong.
I didn't say wrong. I said things I didn't want to do.
Well,
Bobby and Ernie are two of the most loyal friends you've got on earth.
I know that.
They both called me up and said, you just got to do whatever Mr. Johnson said.
No, I don't want you to do that. I just want to counsel with you. I just want to counsel with you, and I just want your judgment and your wisdom. And I
don't expect this degree.
Whatever it was, you've got it, but...
Right. I'm going to have it, I'm glad you got it, and you're going to do it now. Just forget it.
Mr. President, you know, I think...
I do. I know you just can't see and fear it. Now, to do there. You're my man on there, and
I would absolutely.
No, Warren, no, you wouldn't.
Yes,
no,
I would.
No, I told Warren, sir. Warren told me he wouldn't do it on it. He wouldn't. Didn't think Supreme Court just ought to go on it. He said, "Don't think do it." He said, "A man that did prioritize this fellow that went on in Nuremberg over Jackson." He told me what he thought about the federal. He thought he's terrible. He's an arbitrating fraud. Let me read you one report. I just picked one.
Okay.
What is that?
He said a man that did criticized this fellow that went on the Nuremberg trial, Jackson. He told me what he thought about Goldberg. He thought he's terrible. He's an arbitrating fraud. And I said, let me read you one report. And I just picked up one report and read it to him. And I said, okay. Now,
well,
40 million Americans involved here.
I may be wholly wrong, but I think Mr. Warren would serve on anything and give him any publicity. Unfortunately.
Well, you want me to tell you the truth? You know what happened? Do you know what happened? Bobby and him went up to see him today, and he turned him down cold and said no.
Yeah.
2 hours later, I called him and ordered him down here, and he didn't want to come. I insisted he come. He came down here, and he told me no twice. Then I just pulled out what Hoover told me about a little incident in Mexico City, and I said, now, I don't want Mr. Khrushchev to be told tomorrow and be testifying before camera that he killed this fella and that Castro killed him. And all I want you to do is look at the facts and bring any other facts you want in here and determine who killed the president. And I think you'd put on your uniform, World War I, bad as you are, and do anything you could to save one American life. And I'm surprised that you, the Chief Justice of the United States, would turn me down. And he started crying. He said, well, I won't turn you down. I'll just do whatever you say. But he turned the Attorney General down.
Well, you ought not be so persuasive.
Well, I think I ought to.
I think you did wrong getting Warren. I know damn well you got wrong getting me, but
no.
We both do the best we can.
I think that's what you do. That's kind of American, both of you are. Good night.